Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced mastering lesson in Ableton Live 12, and the mission is very specific. We're going for that 90s inspired darkness for jungle and old school DNB. Thick low end, crunchy transients, controlled chaos, and that slightly boxed, tapish pressure but without turning the whole thing into muddy mush. We're staying stock only in Live 12, and we're going to build a mastering chain you can save as a preset. More importantly, you'll build a repeatable method. You'll know why each device is there, what to listen for, and how to push it hard without collapsing the role of the breaks. Before we even touch the master chain, here's the mindset. In jungle, mastering starts with break integrity. If your snare transient is doing something insane, and it's spiking way above the rest of the drum bus, the limiter on the master is going to shave it down, and that's where the groove starts dying. A more authentic dark result often comes from taming a few rogue drum hits earlier in the mix, so the master isn't forced to do violence to the entire track. Now, step 0. Pre-master setup. Don't skip this. If your mix is too hot, your master chain will lie to you. First, decide your sample rate. If you're aiming modern systems but with old attitude, 48K is totally fine. If you're intentionally chasing that CD era vibe, 44.1K is also valid. The big point is, pick it and stay consistent. On your master, throw a limiter on temporarily. This is not your final limiter move. This is a safety rail while you set lulls. Put the ceiling at -1 dB. Look ahead at 1 millisecond. Keep the master fader at 0. Always. If you start riding the master fader, you lose your reference point for gain staging. Now adjust the mix so your pre-master peak is roughly -6 dBFS, give or take. The temporary limiter should be doing basically nothing. A very practical way. Put a utility at the end of your mix bus or pre-master bus, and just trim gain there until your peaks sit in the right place. And here's a drum and bass reality check. If your amen or think break is smacking and your master is already pinning with that temp limiter, your mix is too hot. Fix the gain staging now, because later you'll be wondering why your master chain feels like it has no headroom and no punch. Next, referencing. If you master without a level matched reference, you're mastering to a moving target. And louder sounds better is the oldest trap in the book. You can do it the simple way. Reference track to master, and bypass your chain, when you compare. But the better workflow inside Live is to create a clean A/B setup. Here's the pro workflow. Create two return tracks. Name return a pre-master and return be mastered. Route your mix group or a dedicated pre-master audio track to send only. Send it to both returns. Put your mastering chain on return be only. Now your reference tracks should go straight to the master, not through return be. Then use a utility on the reference track to level match by ear. Usually you'll be pulling the reference down somewhere around 6 to 10 dB, depending on how loud it is. This lets you instantly compare your processed chain against your raw mix and against commercial references, without fooling yourself. Now we build the actual mastering chain. Sock devices, in this order. First EQ8, then glue compressor, then saturator, then another EQ8, then multiband dynamics, then limiter. And I want you to treat this like staged control. In jungle, clipping placement matters more than clipping amount. A tiny bit of peak shaving before the limiter preserves the snare crack. If you save all the peak control for the very end, the limiter becomes the smear machine. Device 1. EQ8, pre. This is cleanup and dark tilt foundation. For the high pass, don't auto-cut subs just because that's what people do in other genres. DNB lives down there, but if you have rumble, or a weird DC-ish energy, use a 24 dB per octave high pass somewhere around 20 to 30 Hz. Gentle. Surgical enough to remove junk, not enough to thin the track. Now low mids. Darkness lives in the low mids, but mud also lives there. Start by testing a small bell cut, maybe 1 to 3 dB, around 250 to 350 Hz, with a Q around 0.7 to 1.2. Don't just leave it in automatically. Bypass it. Listen. The goal is to remove warehouse fog, not remove weight. Here's a coaching trick. Turn your monitoring level down. If the groove turns into a dull blob when it's quiet, you probably have too much sustained energy in roughly the 200 to 500 Hz area. And a lot of the time that isn't your drums. It's Reese harmonics, pad tails, and reverb buildup. If you can fix it upstream, do it. Mastering can polish, but it shouldn't be your main cleanup crew. Now top discipline. Old school darkness isn't no highs, it's controlled highs. If your hats feel crispy or glossy, try a gentle high shelf down, 1 to 2.5 dB, somewhere between 8 and 12 kHz. We're aiming less EDM sheen, more minus. Next device, glue compressor. This is about glue without killing transients. Start with attack at 10 milliseconds. That lets the snare crack through. Release on auto, or set it around 0.3 seconds if you want more predictable pump control. Ratio 2 to 1. Then bring the threshold down until you're seeding about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on the loud sections. Keep makeup off. You'll do output gain intentionally later. And turn soft clip on. This is one of those Jungle Master bus secrets. Soft clip here can gently shave peaks before the limiter, and that preserves punch when you push loudness later. DNB warning sign. If the amen loses snap, your attack is too fast or you're grabbing too much gain reduction. The brake needs to breathe. Jungle is motion. Next, saturator. This is your tapish density, your dark weight, your pressure. Start with analog clip mode, or soft sign if you want smoother. Drive somewhere around 1.5 to 4.5 dB. Small moves, then soft clip on. And here's the critical discipline. Loudness match the output. Always. Saturation will trick you, because it gets louder and denser, and your brain will vote yes. Drop the output so bypass and engaged are roughly the same loudness. What are you listening for? The bass should become more felt, not just louder. The snare should get hair, not turn into paper. Cymbals should not turn fizzy and brittle. If you hear spit, back off the drive, change mode, or plan to shelf the top a bit after. Now the second EQ8, post-saturation. Because saturation changes the harmonic balance, so you sculpt after. Common move 1. If it's honky or boxy, try a small dip, maybe 0.5 to 2 dB, somewhere around 500 to 800 Hz. Again, don't carve for the sake of carving. Carve if it's talking back at you. Common move 2. If you lost snare edge during loudness, don't instantly boost 10k. Often what you actually need is the crack zone. Try a tiny, wide boost around 2 to 4 kHz, like 0.5 to 1.5 dB. That brings aggression without adding that shiny top. Common move 3. If saturation made the hat spitty, do a gentle shelf down around 10 to 14 kHz. Restraint equals speed here. When the top is too hyped, brakes feel slower and more tiring. Next device, multiband dynamics. This is where you stop the Reese and the Amen from fighting, and where you keep the low end steady while controlling harshness without dulling everything. Set crossover points as a starting place, low up to 120 Hz, mid from 120 Hz to about 4.5 kHz, high above 4.5 kHz. On the low band, use gentle downward compression. Ratio around 2 to 1. Aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on heavy notes. Attack 20 to 40 milliseconds. Release 120 to 250 milliseconds. The goal is stability, not wobble. If you make the low band too fast, you'll hear it breathe in a way that fights the groove. On the high band, this is your anti-harsh control. If cymbals sting but you still want presence, don't just shelf down the whole top and call it dark. Instead, use multiband compression that only grabs the sharpest splashes. Think attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds, and again, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction when it gets spiky. That keeps the sense of speed without tearing heads off. Important, do not smash the mids. Jungle needs mid-range motion. That's where the break speaks, where the bass character lives, where the record feels alive. Now the final device, limiter. This is final level. Not your main tone shaper. Set ceiling to minus 1 dB. Look ahead 1 millisecond. Release on auto, or manually somewhere like 50 to 150 milliseconds depending on the groove. Then raise the gain until you're hitting your loudness target without destroying snare punch. Practical loudness targets. If you want that classic jungle vibe with dynamics intact, aim around minus 9 to minus 7 LUFS integrated. If you're doing modern but 90s inspired heavier pressure, you might head toward minus 7 to minus 6 LUFS. But be careful because brakes smear fast when you push. And here's the truth. If you need extreme loudness, fix the mix. Especially low-end balance and transient spikes. Don't bully the limiter. Now let's make it feel 90s in a way that's arrangement wear. Old-school vibe isn't only EQ. It's how the master responds to sections. Automate. In intros and breakdowns, back the limiter off slightly so the atmosphere stays deep and dimensional. Then at the drop, you can push half a dB to maybe 1 dB more, just for impact. For dark intros, you can also reduce the high shelf slightly, then open it a touch at the drop. These are tiny moves, but they make the track feel like a record, not a static loop that got flattened. Classic jungle structure cues, intro with pads and effects and a filtered break tease, then the drop with full amen and Reese, then a mid break with dubby space and echoes, then a second drop that's denser. Your master should translate those contrasts, not erase them. Gain staging between devices. Keep levels consistent. If you're driving the saturator hard, add a utility after it and trim 1 to 4 dB so the next processor isn't getting slammed accidentally. And 2, constant bypass matching. Here's a really practical coach move. Put a dedicated utility at the very end of the chain called level match. Map the gain to a macro, and every time you push saturation or limiting, pull that utility down so the processed level matches the bypass. That's how you stay honest and avoid over-darkening just because it got louder. Final checks. Deed and be specific. Mono check. Put a utility at the end temporarily and set width to 0. If the bass disappears, you've got stereo sub problems. That's a mix fix. Keep sub below roughly 100 to 128C mono. Sub stability test. Listen very quiet. Can you still feel the pulse? If not, the low end is either too inconsistent or the low mids are masking it. Break transients. Does the snare still crack, or did it turn into that papery FUT sound? If it dulled, back off limiter gain, and rely more on staged peak shaving like glue, soft clip and subtle saturation. Harshness. Turn it up a bit. Do hats become painful? If yes, handle it with multiband high control before you do broad top cuts.